You're listening to The Exchange. I'm Mary Hartnett. This week on the program, we talk about what it's like to be poor in America with the author of a new book called Broke. The author says the coronavirus pandemic has pushed millions more Americans into the brink of poverty, but the underlying causes of poverty have been ingrained in society, so that should be no surprise. Also, how the story of one man looking for his biological mother because he needed a kidney led one journalist to uncover the cruel policies of post-war adoption agencies in the U.S. And a new program at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center will help you get out into the great outdoors once again. And we talk with Diana Woolley of Lamb Theater about her upcoming program at the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center this weekend on Valentine's Day. But first, some Democratic lawmakers say Governor Kim Reynolds should have consulted with the Iowa Department of Public Health before removing the state's partial mask mandate over the weekend. The department and Reynolds' office have not denied it. The governor's spokesperson says Reynolds, quote, is following through with her commitment to dial back restrictions based on a significant decrease in COVID hospitalizations. In a media briefing on Monday, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky urged states to continue their mitigation efforts. However, masks will continue to be required at all City of Sioux City facilities, buses, and also Sioux City Community School students, teachers, staff, and visitors will be required to wear masks while inside district buildings and on school buses as well. Well, if you're getting tired of wearing a mask, getting outside for some exercise could be a way to break free. The Dorothy Pico Nature Center has a new initiative called 1,000 Hours Outside. The goal is to spend, you guessed it, 1,000 hours out of doors between now and the end of the year. Dorothy Pico Nature Center naturalist Teresa Crude says adding that outside time is a great way for families to spend time safely without having to wear a mask. She says the 1,000 Hours Outside initiative was founded by Ginny Urich. She's a Michigan housewife and a mother of five kids.
I just learned of it last year, and you know, we saw a couple of the other counties that were promoting it, so we thought that we would promote it as well. So I can't take any credit at all for starting the initiative. I'm just trying to help promote her whole idea of spending more time outdoors. And you know, on her webpage, It says, you know, the whole purpose is to try and match nature time with screen time.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, so many of these kids are in their rooms looking, and my daughter included, you know, gaming and then talking with friends on FaceTime or through their gaming. And it is very hard to get them out and going.
Yes, it is. It is. And, you know, some of that has to start with us, and we have to take some initiative and get outdoors with them to do things. I know winter is a difficult time for my family. I don't mind the cold as much, but my husband does not. And he got frostbite when he was younger. So it's just he doesn't like the cold, and I don't blame him. But you know, I have to take that, you know, more on myself. And it was easier when my kids were younger and they enjoyed playing in the snow and snowshoeing and coming to work with mom to do hikes. And now they're teenagers and have their own busy schedules. And, you know, yeah, they want to spend time with their friends. They don't want to necessarily do that stuff with us. But we spend a ton of time outside in the spring, summer, and fall, where you can hardly find us in the house. So, and I noticed Ginny and 1,000 Hours Outside. I am on her newsletter list, and I got an email yesterday, and she is starting something new as well this year. She said to celebrate their nature efforts on their Instagram and Facebook groups. They have each month you can win a prize through her. Her one rule is you cannot use the word only. So she really wants you to celebrate the time in nature that you do spend. So if you only, quote, got 10 hours all month, it doesn't matter. You want to focus on the positive that we spent 10 hours outside together in January or whatever those numbers are.
Well, so. It seems like especially now, you know, with the pandemic still going on, it's so important for us to get out and do something in a way that's safe. And if you're outside and, you know, far enough apart, it's pretty safe.
Absolutely. Nature is a great place to spend that time and feel safe. And we did notice an increase in our trail users here at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center last year. Our parks were full with campers and people fishing and, you know, bird watching and, you know, playing in the playgrounds, even, you know, simple things is, and that the other thing that I really like about, the 1,000 hours outside, is it's up to you. You get to count how it works for you. You know, I may not want to count sitting on the porch reading a book as my outside time, but if that is important to you that you were outdoors to do that, that's fine. There are no rules. It's your choice in how you spend that time outside. And it's just trying to make a conscious effort of being outdoors more. And making that connection for yourself or with your family.
People are being encouraged to track their time, right?
Yes, they are being encouraged to track your time. She has on her webpage, 1000hoursoutside.com. There's multitudes of tracker pages that you can use, and there are 100 hours. You can start small, or, you know, you want to count that first 100 hours. So a lot of people may think 1,000 hours is kind of daunting, and I may agree. So if you want to start with something that you feel is more attainable to you, maybe you can only get 200 hours, or maybe you only get 100 hours, or, you know, maybe, it doesn't matter. But you can find those pages on her website, and there's a couple different designs, so you can, you know, you can choose your favorite. And we do also have some here at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center that you can pick up. And with ours, we do have an entry form if you fill it in. If you track your hours and turn those in to us by early January of next year, then we'll have a drawing for overall prizes as well through the Woodbury County Conservation Board and the Nature Center here.
That was Dorothy Pico naturalist Teresa Crude talking about the 1,000 Hours Outside program. The goal is to spend 1,000 hours out of doors between now and the end of 2021. You can go to the Dorothy Pico Nature Center website, and there are downloadable sheets that will allow you to track your outdoor time, and you can hand those in at the end of the year. There'll be more details on the Dorothy Pico Nature Center's Facebook page.